Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I want to get the wisdom moment in today. The wisdom moment today is Proverbs 26:10. Proverbs 26:10. It reads, like an archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or any passerby. Think about it. Like an archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or a passerby. Think about it. A passerby, somebody just passing by. When you see someone on the side of the road holding up a sign that says, we'll work for food, I mean, our hearts just really go out. You know, it really goes out and says, you know what? I really want to be able to do something for them. I want to be able to find them a work. Of course, if you do not have a place for them to work or do not know a place for them to work or have a business that you can hire them at and that type of thing, you immediately think, well, I'm just going to go ahead and provide them some finances for some food or give them some food. But even if you did, you know, wisdom says that you don't know them. You don't know who they are. They're passerbyers. They're people that are just passing by. And you would be more than likely, if to do this is to bring in harm to the others who work at your company or bring in harm to your company or yourself. So really, it's best thing to do until you get to know them is just give them some food, build a relationship, you know, provide for them in a certain way. Mm-hmm. If people say, well, I'm just going to get them a job, and your employees go, well, thank you for bringing this stranger in, mm-hmm. you know, and not you know, still take care of them, but before you integrate them into the employment place here, let's get to know them. Mm-hmm. Let's look around like on wanted posters and see what's happening here, you know. And when you're looking for employees, particular looking for a job, for example, and you don't have a job, there's a process you're going to go through. There's a process you're going to go through so they can get to know you and you can get to know them. If they didn't do this, this lets you know, by the way, that you're probably going to be harmed in that workplace. Mm-hmm. Or you could potentially bring harm to the workplace, because that means the next people that they're going to hire, they're not going to invest in anyway either. So you want to be able to go through a process, because wisdom says that's what you need to know. And finally, think about this. If you own your own business, you need to be careful about who you hire. There needs to be a standard process in which you get to know your applicants, and they need to be able to know you and know your business before you hire them, including, you know, asking them and asking for references and checking references. It reminds me of a particular applicant I had once when I had a particular company I was hiring for, which is a tedious process and going through that. And I remember getting an application from this one particular man and his resume that it was amazing. After interviewing all these people, his resume had everything on it. I didn't realize that anybody knew anything about our business the way that our business was. I was just totally surprised. And of course, I asked for references, and I followed up and checked the references, and I found out that all this knowledge he said he got and all these people that he said he worked for them like 1 to 2 days, and he got fired. He got fired. I mean, how important is it to listen to God's wisdom and understand, listen, this is the wisdom moment for today. Proverbs 26:10, like an archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or any passerby.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.